Good morning, dear Sangha. Today is July 13th. The 13th before the 14th, which is Independence Day in France. And we are in the Upper Hamlet in Plum Village. Here for you. That was Italian. Tai said, I am here for you. This is a declaration of love. It's a mantra in Plum Village that we should learn. I'm here for you. When you love someone, when you love, you want to offer the one you love something. Maybe we go to the market to buy something to offer the person we love. The most precious thing that you can offer is not something that can be bought in the supermarket. The most precious thing that we can offer to the one we love is our own presence, our true, authentic, genuine presence. You have to be really there. If I'm really there, I am the present. I myself am the gift. Someone, I know a child who may suffer because his father is never around. His father, someone very rich, very, very rich. He's a businessman. He can buy anything for his son. But that young boy isn't happy because his dad is so busy. His dad thinks of nothing but that. It means business, success, his career. His dad has no time for the boy's mom or for himself, the boy himself. The father's so busy, he spends all his time making money. So the boy is very isolated and alone. His dad is hardly ever home, once in a while maybe. But even when he's at home, he's sitting there, but he's not really there. His mind is elsewhere. Even at breakfast, sitting at the table, he's not really there. Just holds up the newspaper, reads the newspaper, and hides himself behind that big piece of paper. He just wants to look at all those numbers. So the child suffers. The boy feels like he really doesn't have a dad. His dad is alive, but that boy has has the feeling that he's not there. Even if his body is right there, his mind is far away. He's completely absorbed, consumed by his thinking. He just thinks about more success for his company, business, these kind of things. He's there, but he's not really there. His body's there, but his mind is far away. So what can we do to bring his mind back to his body? You might go up to him and tap on the shoulder. Anybody home? Is anybody home? There's a house, but there's nobody there, it seems. So you may go up to your dad and kind of tap him on the shoulder and say, anybody home? And he can come back to himself, and he can be there for you. In Plum Village, we practice so that we can always be at home. When we breathe mindfully, and we bring our mind back to our body so we can be present. When we walk, we're there for ourselves. When we eat, we're there for ourselves. When we take a shower, we're there for ourselves. That's the practice of Plum Village, is to try to always be there for ourselves. And when you're there for yourself, you can be there for him, for her as well. So to say, I'm really here, I'm here for you, I'm here, that's a practice. When you practice mindful breathing, breathing in, I know I'm breathing in, you bring your mind back to your body and you're there in just a few seconds. When you make a step like this in mindfulness, you touch the earth with mindfulness, you touch this wonderful planet, and your mind is with your body, and you're there. And you only need to make one step to bring the mind back to the body and to be really there. And when you're really there, you have something to offer to the person you love. That morning, the man said this to his boy, tomorrow's your birthday, right? What do you want? I'll get it for you. And that little boy knew that his father was extremely rich. He could buy anything for him. Any kind of electronics. But the little boy didn't need anything. He had so many toys. He didn't want another toy, another game. What he wants is not a toy, an electric train, something like that. What he wants, he tries to think, what does he really want? And after reflecting, he finds what it is. He wants his father. He wants the presence of his dad, because his dad isn't there for him or for his mom. So he looks, he says, Dad, what I want is you. I don't want a toy. I don't want something from the market. It's you I want. And that's true. When we love someone, we want that person to be there. How can you love if you're not really there? Can you love without being there? No, you cannot love without being there. To love, you have to be there. And how do you be there? The Buddha tells us how to be there. And the practice of Plum Village is for being really there in every moment of our daily life. And if you have come to Plum Village, then you have to learn this. You have to learn how to breathe, to walk, to eat, to play in a way that you're always there for yourself and you're always there for the people you love. I think Tai just had an exchange of looks with one of the children in the front row. So that little boy, he said, "Daddy, it's you I want." It means your presence. So if that dad has come to Plum Village at least once, he knows what to do. He starts to drop his thinking, stop speaking, and begins to breathe in, putting all his attention on his in-breath. Breathing in, I know this is an in-breath. And in just a few seconds, he can bring his mind back to his body, and he can be there. And when he's really there, he turns to his son, and he looks into his son's eyes, and he says, "My dear, I'm here for you." It means that now he has something very precious that he can offer. And that something is his presence. The offering, the most important gift that we can make to the one we love. So we need to remember this. The most precious thing that we can offer to the person we love is our own presence. And we can do that with one in-breath in mindfulness, a step taken in mindfulness. And just a few seconds are enough to bring the mind back to the body, and there you are. Mind and body reunited. And with the mind and body united, you're really there. And when you're really there, you can offer your presence to the one you love. You can try today. You know that your mom, your dad is here, and you can make a gift. So you take a few steps in mindfulness. Or you breathe in mindfulness for a few seconds, and then you turn to him or her, and you say, "Daddy, you know what? I'm here for you." That's the most beautiful gift you can give to the one you love. Even if the person isn't physically there, even if that person is in his office, we can also do it. We can use our cell phone to make a declaration of love. We dial the number, and when the phone rings and your daddy answers, and you say, "Dad, you know what? I'm here for you." You can also do it through an email. This is meditation. It's easy. And it's not expensive. And very effective right away. I'm here for you is a mantra. A mantra is a kind of formula
magic.
Like a magic formula that can transform a situation. A mantra is something that you pronounce with all your body and mind. The body must be united with the mind in order to pronounce a mantra properly. Body, speech, and mind in oneness, in concentration, in mindfulness. And if you can bring your body, speech, and mind back together, in concentration, then what you say in that state will be a mantra, and it will have an effect immediately. If you are, if you love someone, you should learn this mantra. It brings a lot of happiness to him or her and to you yourself. Please learn it by heart. It's easy. I'm here for you. But don't say the mantra when you're not concentrated. We shouldn't take a mantra lightly. We need to breathe deeply, make a step in mindfulness at first. And when you're sure that your mind is with your body, then you are in a position to pronounce a mantra. If you are concentrated, if you're really there, then the mantra will have an immediate effect. Look at that person in the eyes, and you pronounce the mantra. My dear, I'm here for you. And that brings happiness right away for him or her and for you. This morning, I would like to offer you a second mantra that can go together in tandem with this one, and you can also practice right away today. And even if you're practicing for just the very first time, you can be successful right away. This is meditation. You know already that in order to be there, you need to bring the mind back to the body. And when mind and body are together, then you're really there. You're truly there for yourself, and you're there for him, for her, because with the first mantra, you offer your presence to him or her, because your presence is precious to him or her. And when we love, we have to be there. We can very well offer our presence to him or her. Who says that Buddhism is difficult? No. For me, I think it's easy. I'm here for you. It's very easy. to practice, and it is very effective immediately. The second mantra is to recognize the presence of the other person. So you've already established your own presence, and you want to recognize and acknowledge the presence of the person you love. So this mantra says, "My dear, I know you're there, and I'm very happy." I know that you are there. And I am happy. Imagine your loved one isn't there. Perhaps he or she is dead, no longer there. You would suffer, right? But no, she's still there, alive, there for you. So this is a happiness. And this is to recognize that happiness that you have and express it. I know you're there. You are there. This is the presence of the other. I am here is your presence. You are there is the presence of the other person. What does it mean to be loved? To be loved is to be recognized as existing. We acknowledge the person's existence as something precious for us. Let's suppose a gentleman is driving a car and his wife is sitting there next to him in the passenger seat. He's driving along and he thinks of everything but her. He thinks about politics, business, other people, completely ignores the presence of the lady next to him. When we're in that situation of that lady, we feel we're not loved because we don't have any attention from that person. You're excluded from the field of his attention. He's interested in everything except you. And slowly you begin to die because the love isn't there. So to love is to recognize, to acknowledge the presence of the one you love. So that man is driving along. And if he says, "Darling, I know you're here next to me, and I'm really happy." This is mindfulness that nourishes, that embraces the other person, makes the other person happy, and immediately. So today, you can go to her, to him, and you can pronounce this second mantra. But you have to be careful. You have to be there first. Your body and mind united to be able to pronounce the mantra. Not before. It has to be a true mantra. So practice walking meditation for a few minutes. Breathe for a few minutes in mindfulness. And then you're ready to pronounce the mantra. You go to him or her. And you say, "My dear, I know you're here. alive, and I'm very happy with your mindfulness. You embrace that person. And when a person is embraced by the attention, the mindfulness of the one they love, they bloom like a lotus. So to bring happiness is something we can do through meditation. The first mantra is to offer our presence to the other. That brings happiness. And the second mantra is to acknowledge the other's presence as something precious for you. And that also brings happiness immediately. I would like you to write down these two mantras. Take note of these. You can write them in beautiful letters to practice. You can start today. Even if the other person isn't here, you can use your cell phone to practice these mantras. So for the children, when you hear the sound of the small bell, you can stand up and bow to the Sangha and then go outside to continue your practices. When you hear the next sound of the small bell, you turn around to look at the Sangha. Sound of the bell, please. Just the children. Turn around. Bow to the Sangha. The teens can stay. Bow to the Sangha before you go out. One more bell for the bowing to the Sangha. Look over here. Okay.